Did you not miss her? Hear what I said, sir? Yeah. No. Yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir. Woo. Yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No. I said, yeah.
To the King of Glory, his name is Jesus. This is the Clarendon Connection with your host, Pastor Rowan Cameron, coming to you from the foot of the Bullet Mountain in a little district called Turtle Pond. And we continue to exalt the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every day, you just heard this song, My Boy Lollipop, which was done by Claridonian by the name of Millie Small. She was born the 6th of October 1946. I know she died the 20th of May, the 5th of May 2020. She was 73 years old. And that song, My Boy Lollipop, introduced Jamaica to the world long before Bob Marley and Peter Tosh and Bunny Wailers. Long before Toots and the Maytals, it was this woman from Clarendon, Millie Small, taken to England by Chris Blackwell. And she did My Boy Lollipop, which was arranged by Ernie Rangling. And it went to number 2 on the British chart and number 2 on the American chart. It sold over 6 million copies worldwide. It was also the first hit for Island Record. And it was written that Millie Small, the Jamaican singer who introduced ska to the world. You know, our music has gone through many phases. There's ska, there's rock steady, there's reggae, rumba, all type of music. As we continue to exalt the name of our master. And that's why we say, Eternal Father, bless our land. Guard us with thy mighty and keep us from evil powers. Your light you count as ours. So lead us, great defender. Grant you wisdom from above. Justice should be ours forever. Jamaica, land we love. Wherever you are, this is the Clarendon Connection. As you continue to trust in the true and living God. My guest this evening is Bishop Fitz Albert Cameron. Are you there, sir? Will we just continue to trust in God that He will soon clear all the obstacles and to speak on the show this evening? We are looking forward to having Him. There are many things that are happening in Jamaica, land we love, especially in this crisis time of coronavirus. Jamaica has 520 cases, 9 deaths, and 145 has recovered. When the world continue to ravish by this man-made virus, but we are trusting in the true and living God. There's a psalmist who said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of struggle. In our daily walk, He has brought Jamaica a mighty long way. Tragedies. I was listening to the radio this evening and it mentioned about the Kendall crash in the 50s. Mentioned about the Eventide fire in the 80s. But as one songwriter said, we shall overcome. We must overcome this coronavirus. And we are confident. As Bob Marley was singing his song, we are confident in the victory of good over evil. So many lives have been lost. Matter of fact, according to John Hopkins University, the World Tally stands at over 5 million people has been affected by this coronavirus. And out of that, 325,000 has died. And nearly 2 million has recovered. And we must continue to pray, to trust in the true and living God. And I'm sure that He will see us through. No matter what the word of the Christ in the vessel, we will smile at the storm. We also see, in spite of this pandemic, Jamaica is still in the news. Another Marley clan has created history. Skip Marley creates history on the Billboard chart with his hit single entitled Slow Down, featuring American rhythm and blues singer It is number one on the R&B chart. So we see where we are still making waves. We are still creating history. And we know that with our God, nothing is impossible. He is the King of glory. Also, we give God thanks that they, seamen, they came in. The seamen, they came in on the ship that is docked in the harbor in Falmouth. Over 1,040 men. And they are still held in quarantine on the ship. 200 will be disembarking tomorrow. And then they will have to wait, some more will have to wait 2 more days, and then another 200 will be embarking. So that it might take up to 2 weeks for the total amount to embark. There was also an emergency on board that ship. Your mother, pregnant mother, had to be airlifted off. But we must continue to pray and trust in the true and living God that all shall be well. We serve the true and living God. And no wonder when we say, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed thou hast provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Also in the news, our living legend, the greatest sprinter of all times, the Honorable Usain Bolt and his longtime girlfriend, Carrie Bennett, they had a baby girl. She was born on Sunday. So we say congratulations to the living legend, the Usain, the Honorable Dr. Usain St. Leo Bolt, and the birth of his daughter. It was Mark Twain when he looked at the devastation of Britain. He said, we are in the best of times, or we are in the worst of times. We must continue to trust in the true and living God. We must continue to trust our Maker. We must continue to believe that He is still in charge. His name is Jesus. Because He said in His word, He that keepeth Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Our Maker is still in control. The master of the universe, His name is Jesus. We must continue to trust in Him. This is the current connection with the host, Pastor Cameron. We're going to be taking a station break, and then we're going to be coming right back with our guest. Take it away, studio. Millie Small. She passed away on the 5th of May. She was 73 years old. And that song took Jamaica to the world. So long before we had Usain Bolt, long before we had a Merlin Otte, way back 1964, that's 2 years after our independence, this woman from Clarendon, and I told me she was raising James Hill Clarendon, Millie Small. And you know the history of James Hill, that it is the same James Hill that produced another famous Clarendonian by the name of Claude McKay. Sure, we can bask in the history of Clarendon. It was a Clarendon that was the first parish that the bauxite was produced in. There's a Clarendon that produces a Davina Bennett. And it's Clarendon who produced a Levi Roots. He's famous all over England with his special roots. Clarendon had produced a Derek Morgan and a Freddie McGregor and a Coco T and a Carlene Davis. It was this Clarendonian, Millie Small, that introduced Jamaica to the world. Good evening, Redlands. You're listening to the Clarendon Connection. And you want to make me famous. We just continue to trust in God for his goodness and his blessing and his mercy. Whenever you log on, you can leave a comment under the Caribbean Radio Show.
Hello.
And if you're sending. Bishop Cameron, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Hello.
How is Kingston? How is Kingston?
Kingston is relatively cool right now. Earlier on, it was cloudy and we were looking for some rain, nothing like that. But we are giving thanks.
But as we promised this evening, we announced that Bishop Cameron, Fitz Cameron, will be our special guest on the show. We did not get the time to speak about him, but this is a man who hails from this parish of Clarendon. A man who has spent over 40 years at Bank of Jamaica, which indeed, we are proud of him, and he's now carrying the mantle of a bishop preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Bishop Cameron, you want to tell us about, you know, your early upbringings right here in Turkopan, Clarendon? Bishop, are you hearing me? Studio. All right, we hope he will call back. But as I said, he was born right here in Turtle Pond. He spent 40 years at the Bank of Jamaica. I think he started out as a teller in the 70s. by the grace of God, he spent 40 years working at that place. He's now retired, and he's a bishop in the Rock of Ages ministry. And he's not just my brother in Christ, he's my blood brother. And he will be on to talk about his early upbringing in the same district called Turtle Pond. I tell you, we had one upbringing, trust in the Lord. We were told not to go to the right or to the left, but go straight. Look straight ahead. And today we are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Having tonight, technical difficulties, but I'm back.
Yes, man. I was just telling the people that you spent 40 years at the Bank of Jamaica. You started right out here in Turtle Pond. You want to just tell us of your upbringing to who you are today, giving God thanks for his blessing.
Yes, I must greet everyone because I realize we are international, so it doesn't make sense to say good morning or afternoon or night to just say hello world. I am giving God thanks for life, and I've seen a whole lot of things. Sometimes you think you might see everything already, but this corona show you that there's always something new. But when I reflect, there's so much to give God thanks for, so much. And I think part of the problem is that many of us grumble and we complain rather than, looking and seeing the possibilities that challenges, even with this corona thing, present. You really mentioned about the 40 years and so on, but I would really prefer to sort of move forward, because those 40 years are really some foundation things which really set me, I would say, on a stage so that I could recognize God more. Whereas before, you might have just been looking at things from your own perspective and believing that it's all done in your might. But as you get hold and assess life, you realize that, man, you could not have made it except for the Lord. And so I really give him thanks for that. And I remember nearing the 40th year. I was at home one day and the Spirit just said to me, I need to retire. So I did that early retirement. And the Spirit just said, I need to retire. And I was saying, what is this? And I was really a bit taken aback, but eventually I left, because what was happening is that the Lord was directing me into really going and serve people. And I think I might have seen it within my own strength, but then I realized it was all about him. The many plans that I had put in place just prior to retirement, all of those were just knocked through the door. And I really had to relook, and went through some dark valleys, I would say. But the Lord has always been with me, and he's always making a way. So I'm really now just focusing on ministry. And I have no excuse, because if it's one thing I have, it's time. So even like this corona thing, for example, I remember when I retired, I left with a number of documents which I wanted to file. And there were things I was collecting probably over the last 15 years. And it is since this corona thing within the last 2 months, I've been sorting out my studies. So many of those papers which I had from 2012 when I retired, I just got the time to sort them out. And sorting them out, I give God thanks because the items that I saw on some of those documents is only the Spirit of the Lord could have led me into printing those, because at the time, he really didn't need anything. And now that I'm trying to sort them out and, you know, even to dump some, as I read, man, I tell you, I see something there that is really God caused me to do that. So my focus right now is really to get those type of information that I can pass them on to who I have influence with. And it's so worked out that God has given me a platform in Rock of Ages ministry. And I can really put some things together where I can pass on some of these to persons so that it can really help them. Because information or knowledge is not the problem, you know. We are full. This is the information age, and if it's one thing we have, is information. But understanding that information is where the critical thing is. So many people have information or they have knowledge, but they don't know exactly. They don't understand that information. And if you don't understand it, you cannot apply it, which is really wisdom. So that is a part of the major issues, I think, happening in our communities, in the family, in the world in general. So I'm seeing myself going forward as seeing how best I can impart, you know, what I've achieved through experience and all of that. Because there's a saying which I like to quote, and it is that a man with an experience is never at the mercy of a man with an opinion. So experience is critical. And you get experience by doing. So when you really focus on the Lord and ask him for direction, when you get to understand how he speaks to you, and you are obedient to what he's saying, it is just victory all the way. All the way. Hello?
So growing up in Turgovon, my brother, how was that in your day? Because I know back in my day,
It was challenging in the sense that in my time at primary and just before we used to know what to call common entrance, electricity had just, I think electricity might have come there about in the 70s. I think so. And I actually left for college around about, could be 67, around about that time. So we used to have to do our studying with lamp and all that type of thing. When I actually moved from there now and ended up boarding in Summerfield, well, electricity, everything was on that side, long time, telephone and all of that.
After you have done common entrance in Brandon Hill, you moved to Summerfield.
To Summerfield, and I lived at Summerfield and attended Clarendon College because my mother had a good friend down there, and I boarded with her for years. She was like a second mom to me. And then I used to travel either up, what that hill name? I think it's, I can't remember the hill. Stewardess. That's him to Trafalgar, man.
Trafalgar,
yeah. I used to ride a bicycle up there sometime because I got my brother a bicycle, because my brother, the eldest one, had a Phillips bicycle, and it was passed down to me because I was the fourth one in line, you know. So it was passed down to me, and I used to ride it every now and then to up Stuart Hill. When I'm not riding, I used to just go through the, there was a public works place in Summerfield, and there's a shortcut right through there which end up at the bottom of the sea field. So it's just run through there easily. Yeah, man, and I had to, though I was boarding, I had to carry in a good stock of goats because the lady's name was Miss Bratsy, and she used to raise a whole lot of goats. And I, though I was boarding, I had to ensure that those goats were in. the pen by throat. No, so I was down there. I was very busy. In fact, if I back up a bit, when I was in primary school and up to the time of doing common entrance, I used to help my father with sugar cane, because in the country what you do is, I think the term is you give days. So what happens is that if you send men to work with somebody else to carry out their cane, when your time comes, they do the same thing. So, you know, it's a sort of barter or exchange type thing. I used to do all of those. Yeah, man. So, in fact, when I started to work at the bank, and we used to sit and just talk about experience, the guys who lived in Kingston, who were born and bred in Kingston, that they couldn't link with it, and they were seeing it as, man, that looked exciting. When I look at now, it was exciting, but at that time I saw it as problems. Big problems.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, I want you to talk about the years at Bank of Jamaica, and we want to give a special shout-out to your son, Kirky, who's listening all the way in Florida. And when we come back, we're gonna be joining him also. So studio, take a break, and then this is the Clarendon Connection.
Yeah.
Connection with the host, Pastor Cameron, coming to you from the foot of the Bullet Mountain, the little called Turkey Pond. And my guest this evening is Bishop Cameron. And we are truly giving God praise for his goodness. God has brought him through these many years. It's been 40 years working at the Bank of Jamaica. And now he's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Apostle Paul says, of which I am not ashamed, is the power of God unto salvation. Bishop Cameron, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Right, man. So we want to talk about it after you left Clarendon College now, and you, that must have been your years at Bank of Jamaica started. That's way in the 70s.
Yes, I actually went. Let me just give this briefly. When I left Clarendon College, I actually taught at Crofts Hill School for a couple months, roughly 3 months. And from that early scene, I realized teaching really was not my thing. So my sister, Patsy, she used to work in Kingston. So I asked her, Pat, I want to come to Kingston to work, get a job for me. Because it wasn't so difficult in 1977 to get a job. So it's like within about 3 days, she said, okay, come. I got a job for you. So when I went into Kingston now from the country, from Brandon is there, Turtlepan, I worked at the University of the West Indies for about roughly 6 months, I think. And then the opportunity presented itself that they were looking workers at the Bank of Jamaica. No, I didn't know anything about the Bank of Jamaica. The only place I used to see Bank of Jamaica is on the money. So I had to, of course, ask people where this place was, and they told me it's on King Street and thing. And I remember taking a JOS bus, man, and reaching down there very early. I think the appointment might have been for either 9 or 9:30, but I was there from about after 6, ensuring that I find the place. And, of course, this was I'll never forget, it was the 4th of April, 1972. And I went, did the interview, and I got that job. And the work there in the banking department at the time, there were various years in the, like, foreign exchange. I used to be in foreign exchange. And the bank eventually, after a couple of years, the bank moved to a new building down where it is right now. And I remember that was one of the most exciting times in my life, down the BOJ, escorting the money. Hear me, man. First of all, is when I went there, I see the most money, because I recall I used to share with some friends and tell them, man, if you work at that place, it don't make sense, you're thief, because you see money till you're sick. Because when you walk in, like, that vault, you're walking through passages with piles of boxes of money higher than you. It's the first time. It can't be described. You have to probably just see it on TV. So that was one of my major experience and excitement in that place, and we transported this money down to the new bank to store it and all of that. And I was there, you know, in the foreign exchange. Then eventually I went up to the internal audit, and I was in an internal auditor for years. And I had some wonderful time. They sent me abroad for training all over the place, Texas, California, the world.
Briefly describe to us what was like the role of the internal auditor. What were they required to do when you were at the Bank of Jamaica?
All right. The internal auditor is a person or that group of persons that you use to ensure that the procedures and the systems which the bank board, so to speak, put in place, we ensure that they follow it. So we're really not the police as such, but we ensure, because we at the same time review the system. Something might go wrong, and when we review the system, we realize what controls, we call them controls, what controls need to be strengthened, right? So we are really there to ensure that the system of the bank works. And we are there also to work, mean if it needs improvement, we recommend that right up, because we actually report to the governor. We report straight to the governor. We're part of that team, so to speak, for the governor. So we report to the governor, and we have what you call an audit committee, which is a subcommittee of the board. We report to them. Okay? So is that the case that you are reporting?
The next question that I want to ask now, like, who are some of the governors that you have been there for 40 years? So, and I know the Bank of Jamaica has changed several governors, but who are some of the governors that you can recall tonight?
Okay. I remember working with, well, man, it's so much of them, because about 3 governors I didn't work with. The last one, this last one, you know, Biles, I didn't work with Biles, but the one before, Winter, and all of them down from a man named Peyton. I wasn't there with Peyton and the one before him, but I was there with Boussiers. In other words, whatever amount of governors, if there were 10, I have worked with 8. So we work with, like, Boussier, Governor Walker, Governor Brown, 2 Brown. You remember Arthur Brown, and you have Hedley Brown. And we work with what's his name? There was another one from one of those small islands. But all Latibodier, Governor Latibodier, right up the line, man. I've gone through all of those. Only Mr. Biles I've not worked with. He came just last year. But Winter was before him. I was there with Winter. So it's an experience. It's an experience which, man, and many times I reflect on it. I told you about packing up some documents which I left with down there from 2012. And I looked and saw about nearly 10 or 12 a birthday card, because in audit, everybody's birthday when it comes, we used to give a card and every member staff would write a comment. And now that I'm not there, it is so awesome to read some of those comments and you just laugh. I have all of those. I have all of those, you know. And it's because the experience there was good. And different people will tell me maybe the experience wasn't good because I went through two redundancies down there. And to tell you the honest truth, I think it's God Almighty himself see me through down there. Because in that, like you say, you have a godfather. You know, people, the term we use out here, godfather, that's how they protect you. So you when you fire and you know, say you're not in it. Me no have no godfather. My godfather is God Almighty. So many times when I look at it, I say, I survived these two major redundancies because they said the bank was overstaffed at one season and they cut a whole lot of purses twice. I can't remember if it's 92 and 98. It could be one about those times. And I survived. So I looked at it and said, it's not by my good works, because many people who were excellent workers went. So I know it is God. And that's why I said earlier on, when I reflect now and look back, I know he was there for me all the time. All the time. Because to tell you the truth, I didn't even see myself working at the bank because I never knew about it. When I got invited to the interview, I had to ask the people where the bank is, because like I said before, it was only on the money, call money mark, but Bank of Jamaica, you know. So that's where I saw it. I never knew where the place was. So I went in there, like I said, with no connections. So all of the challenges that took place, I am still there. You know, so I know it was the Lord who kept me.
We can conclude, Bishop Chairman, by saying that these 40 years that you spent at Bank of Jamaica, they were divinely appointed.
Yes, man, without a doubt. I don't question that. In fact, when I asked for the early retirement, like I say, it's like the Spirit of God tell me to ask. And when I asked, when I went the day and gave my boss at the time, in fact, I went in and asked the secretary to type the letter. And by the time I sat in my office, the secretary wrote in and said, Mr. Cameron, what is this? Mr. Type it, same way. Can nobody ever hear me talking about the retirement? Although I know it will be coming up shortly. But the early one wasn't planned. It was planned by me. And I said, type it, same way. And went to type it, and I took it to my boss. That is the senior director of, or the divisional chief of internal audit. I took it to her, the lady, Ms. Foot, and I took it to her. From she said the thing, Mark, retirement, she put it on and said, she called me Cammy. She said, Cammy, I will talk to you a little more. And about an hour and a half, she called me. I went to call me. She said, what is this? I said, yes, I forgot now. And I had put on the thing. I wrote the thing in March, because it's so work out that 1 month, normally you give them a 1 month notice. Now, from March when I wrote it to the 5th of April would be 1 month. So my 48th year would be on the 4th of April. I remember I went to the 4th of April, 1972, you know, and now it's the 4th of April, 2012. So we write it, and so she said to me, all right, can you change the date to the end of April? Can we put it to very time, the 4th of April? So if the 5th minute expect to be there, she said, no, can I put it to the foot? And she tell me some plans that she had because she wanted to go and leave. Later on, I want me to act as the chief during her absence. She said, no, I forgot. Yeah, man. And so when we had the send-off, they have a nice send-off for me, and I said, well, I wanted to do it by Morgan Zaba, that's out Port Royal, and we went, and they gave me the option to select who I wanted at the send off. And the comments, I you know, tears came to me. The comments and that persons were making. Right now, I have a nice little thing that I got from there with it written in wood, you know, those from my department. But I'm talking about other persons in bigger sections, other sections, different in the bank. And the comments that they had, man, it really drew tears to my eye. You know, it got me really emotional because it was so good. And that's when you really see, I call that scattering roses while I was staying there. And I've never regretted being down there.
And I think that is very good because a lot of people, you know, is after there in the casket they get to some of these things that are being said, but you have heard it in your lifetime.
Yes.
In those 40
yes.
years of Santa Jamaica, people speaking the good things and based on the good work that you have done. And this is what we try to highlight, you know. And it was the disciples to at the disciples, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? And we are
yes,
that,
good things
know,
come out of Turkapan.
for the 40 years that you have spent at Bank of Jamaica, and that is why we know that our reward is sure as we keep on trusting in the true and living God for His goodness and His blessing and His mercy. And the thing that is good about is that you went into Bank of Jamaica as an unsafe person, but when you came out 40 years
yes.
later,
yes.
you came
yes.
out as a
yes.
child of
and,
God.
And I don't know how much time we have, but I could give you a brief little testimony in respect to the bank. I remember going abroad, and I came back. I went to a convention in Spanish Town, and when I went to the convention, they were taking up some offering. And I went and I was standing at the back. I think you were there too. You and could have been my brother Delroy. But I know a couple of us were there. And they were taking up offering. And something said, you know what I'm saying? Something said, because I wasn't conscious of the Holy Spirit too tough at the time. Something said to me, give all of what you have in your pocket. So they said, give all of what you have in your pocket. I knew I had a good amount of money in my pocket. Anyhow, it's like the same vibe repeat itself. So I decided to give it, and then we said the people were collecting offering in the ice cream half gallon or gallon things. I said to myself, you know, I said, if I put it in there, gonna look as if I'm showing off because the thing is gonna full up by it come down. So when I put it, it will be on top. Immediately when I said that in my heart, I saw a guy get up on the rostrum with a box. This one wasn't collecting so half, and the man got up on the rostrum, and the guy's coming down the aisle. And when he was coming, I think one person threw something in it, and the guy came right round the back beside me and you guys. But I didn't tell him at the time. And when I dropped the money in, the man go right back up to the top. All right, that was the Saturday night. Because I didn't want to go to Sunday, because Sunday was a very crowded day. I was on leave. So when I went to work the Monday, and I think you came there with me too. When I went to work the Monday, I saw 3 letters in my dip. 3 letters. 2 of them. Were increasing up here, and one was saying because of a new position we get, I was to get a car. And so by the time we're there, you try to remember because you were in the office, by the time we're there, the guy called me to say, Mr. Cameron, I just have a letter here from you, but I know you were on leave that you need to go and collect a car. He said, it's a new car, you know. He said, the Mitsubishi is in Jamaica, but the Toyota, you can have a choice with a Gallant or a Toyota Promo or something like that was in him. But he said, Toyota is not in the island. But it can. I said, we'll take the one in the island. The guy was so shocked. I said, I'll take the one in the island. The guy said, all right, we're going to go up to meet Motor Sales about 11 o'clock. So we get ready, I'll go to Motor Sales. When I went to Motor Sales, we look at the car, and I love the car. The girl said to me, sir, if you wait 1 month, you'll get the next year car. That's a 1997 car. You're going to say, if you wait one more month, you'll get the 1998 car. I said, I'll wait. And I still have that Gallant outside. I think it's because I obeyed the Holy Spirit telling me to give my money in my pocket. Still have the car. Brand new car, I've been driving 3 years. The bank fully taking care of it. And as usual, since you drive it, they'll sell it to you at book party later on. Yes, so I have proved God, and I give God thanks that I have this opportunity that I can say this testimony international to say, God will reward you once you obey Him. That's all He wants, and that's what my life is about now, going forward.
Amen.
Yes, we have to continue to trust God, because
because I was there with most of these testimonies. I was there in convention. I was there in convention right beside you where the man came with the box. And I was there in your office when that letter came. So truly, God is good, and we have to just keep on trusting in Him and believing in Him. I know you have so much to say, but what we will do, we will come back next week and we will continue on your story because I am always intrigued by your story. It is a testimony, a life testimony that I look forward to know that you have stood the test of time.
Yes.
And as the letter said, too many danger, trial, and fear, I have already come.
Amen.
Grace for us to save the far.
Amen.
And grace that we need more.
Amen.
Amen.
There are many men who have gone through Bank of Jamaica. Do not lose half the time that you have done. You have done 40 years from 1972. And your record, no wonder Job says, hear what Job says. My witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. We see just in the news this week where those men up in Mandeville, they defraud the Paris Council for millions of dollars.
Yes, 400 million.
Millions of dollars they have defrauded the Paris Council.
Paris Council. Mm-hmm.
But you see, one writer says, the people that know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. And as you have said throughout your testimony, it is the grace of God that brought you through. Because when Bank of Jamaica was restructuring, I mean, you were not on the chopping block, and you didn't have you don't have any political connection.
God of my father. Amen. Amen.
So we have to continue. And the wise man Solomon says, in all thy ways acknowledge him.
And he shall direct
and
the path.
And he shall
Amen.
Direct thy path.
Path. Amen. Amen.
And God has given you a beautiful family. I'm sure your wife is listening and she must be laughing. Good
yeah,
night.
They're the other side.
And your son is in Florida. And you're there with your grandson or granddaughter.
Granddaughter, she just coming to the study to me if I walk around because she wants to show to the world.
So we're gonna be back on next week. We're gonna have a part two to this Fitzcameron story because it's a story that I always wanted the world to hear. I remember you told me that when you were very small, a lady looked at you and said, "You little boy, you not come after nothing." And I remember you said, "Our mother prayed. We had a praying mother." So when people are out here speaking negative, we are covered by the blood of Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ of Nazareth. That's why Isaiah said, "No weapon that is formed against us
shall prosper.
Never talk
tongue
against us in judgment,
right, in
he shall condemn." Let me tell
you
something, my brother.
You,
I spoke to Ian Bowen a couple of years ago before he died. I said, "Ian Bowen, my brother, have a story." Ian Bowen never hear it. He's dead and gone, and the world is hearing your story. If God
Amen.
Be for us,
Thank
who can
have,
who can be against us? We need, we want the world to know
Hallelujah.
That we trust the true and living God,
living
and He has
God.
Brought
never
us
fear.
Here. He will never leave us.
Fear.
I mean,
never
he promised my brother,
never
he will never
fear.
Leave us, nor forsake us. Keep on up into the unchanging hands of Almighty God.
Amen.
But we must let the world know that we are here to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord,
Lord
to the glory
Hallelujah.
Of God the Father.
Amen.
As I hear what
Amen.
I say, what have I to dread? What have I to fear? Lean on the
everlasting arm.
What have I to serve?
Hallelujah.
What
Thank
a mighty
Jesus.
God you serve.
Thank you, Lord. To God
His
be the glory.
Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to ask you to close off in prayer, my brother. Let the world hear your prayer, man.
Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Mighty God, we worship you because indeed you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. You are Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shalom, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. That's who you are. And in you we put our trust because you never fail. Lord, we thank you for this privilege that we can share with the world and tell them of your love, of your faithfulness. And Father, help us that we continue to serve you and to let our light so shine before men that they will see our good work and glorify you, our Father, who art in heaven. Have thine own way, Lord. To you be all glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen and amen, my brother. Take care and keep on trusting in God because he never fails. He's too big to fail.
Oh,
you're going to be back on next week. You're going to be back on next week with the Clarendon Connection. And Bishop Cameron will be on again next week to talk more about his life and about what the goodness that the Lord has done. Because the Bible says the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise.
Pastor
Cameron, check out. I'm going to be back here next week on the Clarendon Connection coming to you from the foot of the Bullet Mountain in this blessed parish of Clarendon.
Clarendon. Amen.
Take it away.